When our granddaughter was 3 years old, she had big eyes and a big smile and a backpack to match. And she had loaded her little red backpack with every book she could jam in there. And being a firstborn, of course, she had to carry it by herself, which she was trying to do one day when it became clear to her daddy that she was really straining with that load. He saw again how determined she can be. I mean, determined is actually a grandparent's word. Parents call it stubborn, I think. Well, he suggested that she remove a few books and lighten the load. And that idea was a total non-starter. Then she tried taking another step. And that's when she started to take off her backpack. And she finally said with a sigh, "Here, Daddy, I can't carry it anymore." And her daddy gladly took it. And he asked, "How's that, honey?" And her answer just melted her daddy's heart. "All better, Daddy. All better." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how to get rid of your heavy burden. You know, a lot of us are carrying a heavy pack on our back everywhere we go, and it's seriously weighing us down. I've been told about a tribe in Alaska who believes that we all carry like an invisible backpack with us wherever we go, and whenever we sin, we put another rock in that backpack. And the longer we live, the more regrets we seem to accumulate. And those things that we should have done that we didn't do, and the things we thought we'd never do that we ended up doing. And our backpack contains the pain of our past, the guilt over our mistakes, the shame of our sins. And sometimes for a short time, you can forget about the burdens you carry, but eventually the weight of it all is there again, crushing our spirit and holding us back. And then comes the invitation that has liberated countless millions of people, including the guy talking right now. This invitation comes from Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and it's recorded in our word for today from the Word of God. It's Matthew 11:28. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." See, Jesus loves you, and he offers to take your burden on himself so you can live the rest of your life free from the weight. That's what he was doing when he hung on that cross, suspended by three nails. He was taking on himself all the sin and all the shame and all the guilt and all the punishment for every wrong thing you and I've ever done. In God's own words in the Bible, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. The Bible puts it in even more graphic terms when it tells us that he was, quote, "pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him." Now, when you bring a lifetime of selfishness and sin and hurt to the cross of Jesus, you can leave it there forever. You walk up to that cross dirty, and you walk away clean. And the feeling of being clean inside may be something you've needed for a long time. And man, it can come today. At the moment that you take all your sin and you say, "Jesus, I realize you love me so much. You took all the burdens of all my sins on yourself when you died on that cross. And because you rose from the dead, you're alive right now. And you're able to take my sin and forgive it because you died for it. So Jesus, I'm not running my own life anymore. Beginning today, I'm yours." I'll tell you, that is life's most liberating moment. And God is saying to you this very day, let Daddy carry that. He paid a very high price so he could. Why would you walk around one more day with that heavy backpack that you've carried way too long? If you're ready to let go of all of that weight, all of that burden, if you're ready to make Jesus the Savior, your Savior, then I would invite you to go to our website today. It's really designed for you for just this moment in your life. It's called anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. And I think it'll be a real help and encouragement to you right now. See, tonight you could go to sleep saying, "I'm forgiven, I'm going to heaven, I'm right with God," because you gave your backpack of sin to your daddy in heaven. And it's finally all better, Daddy.